上的砖块肌肉放在我们的脸上的话
，That is to enable us to express our feelings。
啊，这也就是为了让我们可以能够表达我们的感受。
I'm going to show you this picture。
就是我给大家看一下这个图片。
So all these are different facial expression forms. You know, maybe apple or apple, yeah, or apple.
这几图片呢都展示了不同的小朋友的这个面部表情。
That's the result of, you know, when you give different kind of food for them to taste and then you tell them, yeah.
他们那个表情呢都是从不同的食物的这个味道来的。
So you can see sweet, bitter, spicy, or sour.
然后可以看到你这个甜、苦、辣、酸。
Can you match?
我们可以把它匹配一下和这个表情。
So for sweet, which one is better?
哪一个是吃到甜的呢？
好，第三个。Very obvious, right? Which one is the middle one?
哪一只苦的呢？第一个。
It's all called different. Yeah. Which one is spicy?
哪一个是辣的？
Also sour.So, from all this facial expression, we can see how the taste, okay, how you feel, you can show it out from this face, my face.
通过这样不同的表情呢，我们可以看到他们这个不同的感受。
Of course, it's not just the food, but then how our feelings inside, what kind of experience you have, also will be able to show up on the face.
这样呢，不仅仅是这样的食物，我们也可以看到，就是说我们内心中怎样的感受，也可以通过我们表情来表达出来。
So I'm going to show you a few of these faces, and you can tell me what kind of person they are. So, which one is the sad person, which one is the happy person?
哪一个是伤心，哪一个是开心的呢？
老师，这样 OK? Which one is doubtful, which one is hopeful?
哪一个是有怀疑的，哪一个是有希望的呢？
Which one is worrisome? Which one is very peaceful and confident?
哪一个是容易担心的？哪一个是非常有平静平安的呢？
Which one is lonely? Which one is without?
哪一个是非常孤独的？哪一个是感到被爱的呢？
So all these are the emotions that we live in our real life. We can also people can also tell what kind of person you are from your expression.
在我们的真实生活中人们是可以通过我们的面部表情来感受到我们的这个内心的。
今天我们要看到圣经。
今天我们要看到圣经。
We are going to look at it from perspective to see that what kind of life we have to reflect what's inside.
我们可以通过圣经来看到，就是说我们在经历什么样的生活，来表达出我们内在的，通过我们的面部表情，通过我们的生命的彰显来表达出来。通过这些分别在做的事，基督徒的人
，people should be able to know what kind of life that you have inside。
人们应该通过你表达出来的东西来看到你的生命。
Okay, so let's all stand up and read from the scripture.
让我们大家一起站立。
First John chapter 1, verse 1 to 4.
我想您是一张一张
字。In English or Chinese, let's read it.
因为中文都可以翻译过来。第一节和第二节呢，有一个词经常会出现。
Life,
生命。
And he is talking about the life that John proclaimed to others.
他这里面呢说到的生命是约翰在说他要把这个生命传递给这个生命。
This life is a lasting life.
这个生命是持久的。
And from verse 3 to 4.
第三节的第
二节呢。What is the key word?
这个主要的词是什么？
Fellowship.
是生命相交。
So fellowship means it's interactive, it's real.
是这个生命呢，是这个相交的意思，就是说相互作用，是非常鲜活的。
Connected to others.
我们可以与他人连接。
People can touch and feel.
其他人他是可以触碰得到，可以感受得到的。
This morning we are going to spend some time to study on these two perspectives of Christian life.
今天早晨呢，我们会花一些时间来从这两个方面来看。
What Christian belief is not the, just a doctrine.
基督徒相信的并不是一个信仰的教导，
But we're talking about life.
我们在说，我们所说的是生命。
Something that you can feel and touch.
是一个我们可以感受到和触摸到的生命。
And also, Christian life is also interactive, relational.
基督徒的生命是相互作用的。
So how we can proclaim such life to other people?
我们要如何把这样的生命传扬给别人呢？
So what is gospel?
什么是福音？
Literally, it means it's good news.
很简单来讲，它就像字面表达的，它就是一个好消息。
How good about this news?
这个好消息有多好？
Since I believe that among us, we still have some incomes that we are not pushing down.
在座的有一些进来的朋友并不是还不是基督徒的。
I'm going to go through very simple way to talk about this gospel.
我会跟大家简单来讲一下这个福音的这个元素。
For those Christians that you believe that you are Christian.
在座的基督徒相信你们是基督徒的。
I think we could revise what the gospel is.
我们也很好的可以再重新来回顾一下这个福音是什么。
Gospel is talking about a new status.
福音呢，说的是我们一个新的状态。
In John chapter, in First John chapter 1:9, it says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness."
在约翰一书一章九节说到，我们若认我们的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们不义的一切。
Gospel.God created human beings with his nature and purpose.
神造人呢，是按照他的天性和性格来造。
Pure and sinless.
是洁净和无罪的。
However, since Adam and Eve sinned against God.
自从亚当和夏娃在神面前犯了罪。
Sin entered the world and carried through generations.
罪呢就进到了世界。
And all born with our sinful nature.
我们每一个人出生的时候都有这样罪的本性，就像是我们 DNA 的一部分。
The simple nature leads us to sin.
这样的一个罪的本性呢，让我们进入到罪里面。
That's why we are sinners in front of God.
在神的面前，我们都是罪人。
No matter what we do, we cannot get rid of this.
不管我们怎么做什么，我们都没有办法摆脱这样的罪恶。
So the good news is, over here, God promised that if we confess our sin, God is going to forgive us.
这个好的消息呢，就是说，如果我们认我们的罪，神就会饶恕我们的罪。
Because Jesus paid the price for us for our sin on the cross.
因为借着基督，耶稣基督在十架上为我们的罪而死。
His blood is to wash away our sin.
他的血洗净了我们。让我们被洁净。
So being a Christian is that we have a new status.
作为一个基督徒呢，我们有一个新的状态，就是我们是没有罪的。
So our sin has been forgiven. We are promised a new life.
因为我们的罪被洗净，我们就有新的生命。
In Second Corinthians chapter 5:17, our Lord promises us that.Therefore, if anyone in Christ is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here.
在哥林多后书五章十七节里面说到，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Our life has been restored to the life of God's image.
我们的生命照着神的形象更新到了一个新的生命里面。
There's a promise from God that the Holy Spirit is going to live inside us.
从神那里有一个有一个应许，圣灵会住在我们里面。
And he's going to grant us the power over sin.
我们受有这样的一个力量来战胜罪恶。
Every Christian should go through a life transformation process.
每一个基督徒的生命呢，都会有经历这样的一个转变。
So what we say here, the old is gone, the new is here.
就像在这里面说到的。旧事已过，都变成了新的。
With the indwelling spirit, we can experience fruit of spirit.
我在圣灵里面呢，我们会结出圣灵的果子。
All these are wonderful things: love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness.
是所有这样的非常美好果子：仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、
goodness, faithful, meekness, and temperance.
善良、信实、温和、节制。
All these are beautiful nature of God.
这些都是神的本性。
By ourselves, because of sinful nature, we cannot live up to it.
因为我们本身是有罪的，我们没有办法过出这样的生活。
But with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can bear this fruit slowly and pass on the process.
因为圣灵在我们里面住着，所以我们可以慢慢的结出这样的果子。
Moreover, we are going to have a new relationship.
除此之外呢，我们也会与神建立出一个新的关系。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, 18 we say, all this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of
reconciliation.
Because our sin has been forgiven.
Remember
the nature of God in our life.
我们有了神的天性在我们生命里面
reconcile with God.
我们可以与神和好。
We can live in Him and He is living in us.
我们可以住在他里面，他也可以住在我们里面。
We all have been given a task to bring other people to reconcile with Him too.
我们有了这样的一新的工作，就是把其他人带到神的面前与神和好。
We can have this kind of relationship with God and also relationship with other people.
如果我们有这样的一个生，有这样的一个关系与神与他人。
I'm sure that we can avoid a lot of problems in our life.
那我们敢肯定这样做，我们当今社会上的很多问题都可以避免掉。
So this is the gospel.
这就是福音。
New status, new life, new relationship.
新的状态，新的生命和新的关系。
As we are asked to share with other people the good news.
我们的工作呢，现在就是说可以把这样的好消息与他人传出去。
It is called evangelism.
这也是叫做传福音。
We need to share the good news with other people.
我们需要把这样的好消息与他人分享。
How can we do that?
我们怎么做呢？
Bible teaches us a very simple way.
圣经告诉我们三个非常简单的方法。
We need to bring people to Christ.
我们需要与人归主。
This is what Steve has been talking about 2 weeks ago.
就像是弟兄在两周前讲到的。
Paul reminds us that so that we can present everyone fully mature to Christ.
要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神面前。
It's not us to convince other people.
这不是我们要劝服别人。
But we are bringing people to Christ and let God work on that person.
我们只需要做的是把那个人引到耶稣基督的面前，然后让神在他那个人面前做工。
When I was young, I remember that I used to argue and debate with my friends.
我记得在我年轻的时候呢，我经常愿意跟我的朋友来这个争论。
Try to convince them to become Christian.
试着让他劝说他们成为基督徒。
Never worked.
这个从来没有成效。
Our job is to lead them to Christ.
我们的工作就是把他们带领到基督里面。
And let them experience the salvation and also the touch of the Holy Spirit.
通过圣灵的这个，通过圣灵的带领，让他们自己来做，来经历这个事。
Only God, only Holy Spirit can change the person.
只有圣灵可以改变一个人。
So what are we going to talk about?
我们应该去跟别人怎么样去说呢
？It's all about Jesus.
就完完全全关于耶稣基督。
Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2 told us that.For I have made the decision to have knowledge of nothing among you but only of Jesus Christ and the cross.
在哥林多前书二章二节里面说到，因为我曾定了你，在你们中间不知道别人，只知道耶稣基督，并他定十字架。
Christianity should be all about Jesus and what He has done for us.
基督教的这个主要是。应该就是谈论的是完全谈论的是耶稣基督和他为我们做的什么。
Without Jesus, nothing is going to happen.
没有耶稣基督，什么事情都不能成。
Yes, we may need to use all kinds of wisdom and means to evangelize.
也许我们需要各种需要各种各样的智慧和意图来传福音。
But we can't miss the meat of the gospel, which is Jesus.
但是我没有办法来错过来遗失掉这个福音的最宗旨，就是耶稣基督。
It's a pity that a lot of time we spend so much time on packaging the message, forget about the actual content.
有的时候我们花很多的时间来包装这个信息，但是把这个最主要的实质内容给忘记了。
Stated in Acts chapter 4 verse 12.
在使徒行传四章十二节里面。
Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved.
说到除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Besides talking about Jesus, and also testifying to life to you.
除了说到耶稣基督，我们也可以见证在我们里面的新生命。
This is every Christian that can do.
每一个耶稣基督徒都可以做的事情。
As written in Luke 8, once Jesus went to a place called Gerasim.
在路加福音里面。八章说到有一次耶稣去到了一个格拉夫的地方。
He cast out the demons from the man.
他从那里面赶走。
After that, the man wanted to follow Jesus.
这件事情过后呢，这个人就想跟随耶稣。
Jesus told him, "Go back to your house and let them the demons of all the good things which God has done for you."
但是耶稣告诉他说，你回家去，传说神为你做了何等大的事。
Why didn't Jesus allow him to go and to follow him?
为什么耶稣并没有让他跟随跟从他呢？
Simple reason is that Jesus can't reach out to his family and his friends.
最简单的原因就是耶稣是没有办法这个人的家人朋友都通到的。
Therefore, this man needs to go and needs to take up his job to testify what God has done for him on him among his friends and family.
所以这个人呢，就肩负了这样的一个工作，就是在他的朋友家人之间，来做一个见证，来做神在他的生命里面做什么样的真理见证。
Similarly, today, every one of us has our own family, our colleagues at work, or your classmates at school.
就像今天一样，我们每一个人都有我们的家人，都有同事和同学，我们的朋友圈。
No other person is better than you.Testify about God has done for you among them.
没有一个更好，比你更好的选择，来在这些人面前来为神做见证。
This is the most effective way to share the gospel.
这是一个最有效的传福音的方法。
As there is a saying called "seeing is believing."
有一句话说的就是眼见为实。
So, testify yourself, your life in front of people. The main point is called.So, in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9, Paul mentioned about that we have been made the spectacles to the whole universe, to angels as well as to human beings.
在哥林多前书的四章九节说到，因为我们成为一台戏，给世人和天使观看。为什么呢？
Because we are the masterpiece of God.
我们是上帝的一个杰作。
We are not just made by God.
我们不仅仅是神创造的。
But we are also saved by Him.
我们也是被他做救赎的。
When we sinned, we were hopeless.
当我们在现在罪里面的时候，我们是没有盼望的。
Just like those fallen angels.
就像那些堕落的天使。
But God accomplished salvation for us.
但是神为我们做了拯救。
So we are sin and forgiven.
我们的罪就被我们的罪得赦免。
This privilege was not only given to those fallen angels.
这样的优待甚至没有给到那些堕落的天使。
Only to human beings who are willing to accept this salvation.
只给到了我们人。是我们愿意接受到这样的一个救赎的人。
Therefore, we become the showcase of both angels and other human beings.
所以呢，我们就要成为了为这个天使和人们展示看台。
As children of God,
作为神的孩子。
Remember that we are standing on the stage, not sitting down at the moment.
我们需要所做的事情就是站在舞台上，为神在我们的做的工来做见证，而不是坐在下面做一个观众。
Remember, you're the actor, not the audience.
请记住，你是台上的演员，并不是台下的观众。
Moreover, it's going to be 24/7 live show.
另外呢，这也是一个不间断的真人秀。
Once you tell other people that you are Christian,
当你告诉了其他人你是基督徒的时候
，you are different from them.
他们就会对你有一个不同的角度来看。
Somehow people think that as Christians have a higher moral standard.
我不知道为什么人们总是认为基督徒呢是有更好的这个所谓
就是，more kind to other people.
你应该有更对他人更善良。
I remember when I first started my career.
我记得当我刚刚开始我的职业生涯的时候
，I decided to make known of my Christian status to other people, to my colleagues.
我决定了在我的同事面前，对他们来宣称我是基督徒。
I took my main motives.
选择了我从圣经里面选择了一个圣经的名字摩西。
So when I introduced myself, people said, "Oh, you are Christian."
当我介绍我自己的时候，大家说，哦，你是基督徒啊。
In my office, I put a Bible on my desk.
在我的办公室里面呢，我放了一本圣经。
I also put the apostle's prayer on the wall.
也放了一个福音的信条在墙上。
Everybody knows that I'm Christian.
所以这样的话，人们就可以看到我是一个基督徒。
There are lots of benefits, isn't it?
这样做有很多很多的好处。
Besides, reminding myself that I'm the ambassador for Christ and the representative of Jesus Christ in my workplace.
不仅仅是提醒我自己，我是耶稣基督的使者，是代表耶稣在我的工作地方。
It can also help me to avoid a lot of opportunity to participate in those like gambling, mahjong, or you know, drinking, the nightclub, and those things. They won't invite me because they know.
这样做的话呢，我也避免参与了很多工作以外的这些，像打麻将啊，这个喝酒的派对啊，或者去夜店啊，所有这样的活动，他们不会邀请我。
Guys, we all know our work cycle.
除此之外呢，我们也知道这个工作的周期。
How many days in a week?
7 days,
right? 7 days. Back in the creation time, how many days did God create this world? So God.
在神创造这个世界的时候，神用了六天来创造这个世界。
Right? And then the last day is the rest day.
最后一天，这第七天呢是休息一天。
Called Sabbath.
所以我们叫它安息日。
Fortunately, today many Christians are the other way around.
这个是呢，现在有很多的基督徒是相反的方向。
They only work one day as a Christian, which is Sunday.
他们只有一天，也就是在周日的时候，作为基督徒。
That's 6 days.
然后剩下的六天呢，他们在休息。
Forget about that, I'm a Christian, also all Sunday.
除了周日之外呢，他们就忘记了，他们是基督徒这件事。
Do you think?You are really Christian if you just be a Christian on Sunday.
你认为真正的基督徒是只有在周日的时候当基督徒吗？
Or just come to church Easter and Christmas?
还是只是在复活节和圣诞节的时候来到教会聚会呢？
Christian faith should be seen every moment in our daily life.
基督徒的真的信心需要在我们日常生活中的每一时每一刻显现出来。
Because the genuine faith is, as James reminds us, that the same way faith by itself, it is not accompanied by action.
在雅各的书当中，是这样提醒我们的：这样信心若没有行为，就是死的。
In the Bible, what kind of faith is that? The living faith or the dead faith?
让我们想一想，我们的这个信心在我们里面是一个。活着的信心还是已经死的信心。
As John reminds us in First Book of John, Chapter 1:20, that which has was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched.
作为约翰在约翰一书1:1所说到的，论到从 起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
The 12 disciples of Jesus spent 3.5 years with him.
十二个这个耶稣的门徒们花了三年半的时间跟随着耶稣。
They all have touched him and heard him and seen him.
他们所有的人都看到过耶稣，甚至能触碰到他。
And they share the gospel with their first-hand experience.
然后呢，他们来去传扬这个福音，用他们亲身的经历。
By themselves, it's not that they hear from other people. They met Jesus and then they share Jesus.
他们是来分享他们亲身的经历，而不是说第二手的资料从别人那里听说到的。
For us, we may not be able to find the same as the apostles.
作为我们呢，我们可能没有办法像他们一样去做这个事情。
However, each of us who believe in Jesus Christ should have our own personal experience.
但是呢，作为我们相信基督的基督徒来讲，我们每一个人都有一个经历耶稣的这样的一个亲身经历。
There's three different areas of personal experience.
我们都有这样三个，以下三个这样的一个亲身经历。
That's it.
蒙福的经历。
Face challenges in our life.
面对困难的经历。
And even our failure.
甚至我们失败的经历。
So.As written in Psalm chapter 66, verse 16, Come and hear, all you who fear God, let me tell you what He has done for me.
在诗篇66:16说到，凡敬畏神的人，你们都来听，我要诉说他为我们所行的事。
Each of us should have our own story of how God found you and saved you.
我们每一个人呢，都有一个背后的故事，神是如何找到我们，如何拯救我们的。
Testimony of salvation.
这个也是叫做得救的见证。
Some may have very dramatic experience, others may not.
有些人呢可能有一些很戏剧的这个经历，有些人可能没有。
When I was attending a college in Hong Kong years ago,
当我在很多年前在香港读书的时候
，I volunteered in a Christian drug addict rehabilitation organization called New Heart.
我在一个基督教福音界的一个组织做这个志愿者，这个组织叫做护爱。
Their mission was to preach the gospel to those drug addicts and gangsters.
他们呢是他们的使命是来把这个福音传给赌毒瘾和黑社会的人。
And they only relied on believing in Jesus Christ, not on any other medication.
然后他们的这个途径就是说，只是通过信靠耶稣基督来帮助这些人。
Over the years, I've seen so many hopeless drug addicts for a new life in Christ.
通过这些年的这个志愿者的生活，我看到了很多很多没有盼望的有毒瘾的人，在耶稣基督的生命里得到了一个新的生命。
Some of them even have more than 40 years of drug.
很多他们中的有一些人，有的用毒用了40年。
Yet we find many times to quit the process.
他们试过很多次来戒，但是都没有成功。
All the families and friends abandoned them.
他们的家人朋友都把他们弃了。
However, after they accept Jesus Christ as their savior,
但是当他们接受到耶稣基督是他们救主的时候
，Not just that they can quit the job.
不仅仅他们可以戒毒成功。
Some of them can even form a new family and get married.
他们有的人当中，有的人结婚，有的进了圣教家庭。
Went back to school and graduated from college.
回到学校里面，从大学毕业。
Even couple of them even got the most distinguished youth award.
他们中的几个人甚至还获得了杰出青年奖。
A couple movies that we made about this kind of story.
有几部电影呢是为的是讲这个故事。
They have a dramatic change in their life.
他们有一个很戏剧性的转变在他们生活当中。
However, not everyone of us has to go through that.
但是并不是我们中每一个人都有这样的经历。
You may be an ordinary person.
你也许就是一个很平凡的人。
But you have touched by gospel of God, a lot of God.
但是你被神的爱所感动。
And someone just reached out to you and bring you to church.
也许你就是遇见了某个人，然后就是带你到教会。
And you open your mind and you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior.
然后你敞开你的心扉，接受了主耶稣。
You have experienced God's salvation.
但是你有了神的这个救赎在你生命里面。
That is your story.
这就是你的故事。
That is something that you can tell people.
这就是你可以告诉别人你是如何得救。
Besides, you also experience God in your daily life.
除此之外，你也在你的日常生活中经历着神。
We have the God factor in the major decision in the life.
在我们考虑做重大决定的时候，我们都有一个考虑因素，叫做神的因素。
You can share all the blessings given by God in your life.
我们可以分享所有的这个神给我的祝福，通过我的日常生活。
And many, anyone you have interest in talking to me, I'd be very willing to share those with you.
我有很多这样的故事，如果你有兴趣的话，可以过来跟我讨论，我很愿意跟你分享。
Also, you also experience God answering your prayer.
你也会经历神垂听祷告这样的一个事情。
Over here, you may be feeling that God answers our prayer in this way.
在这里呢，我要非常清楚的告诉大家，神是用他的方式来听我们的祷告。
Prayer is not a magic wand.
祷告这件事情并不像是一个魔术棒一样。
Not what you want to do and ask God to accomplish.
这并不是你想要做什么，让神来做。
That's the case. You are God.
如果是这样子的话，你就是神，他只是你的
How we should pray in the Bible, Jesus taught us that seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be given.
我们应该怎么祷告呢？耶稣在圣经里面告诉我们，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们的。
I think many Christians are testifying.How they see the world of God through your prayer.
我想很多很多的基督徒都可以告诉我们，他们是如何他们有很多这样的故事，神是如何跟他们祷告的。
Besides the blessing we experience, sometimes God also let us go through challenges in our life.
除了这些通过神救赎的蒙福的经历呢，很多的时候基督徒也会面临着生活中的更大的困难。
Being a Christian is different from those that go to the temple and worship idols.
作为一个基督徒呢，与去庙里拜偶像的那些人不一样。
Many of them in our day to ask for blessing.
那些人拜偶像的人心态呢是求保佑。
Everything according to their own interests.
是按照他们自己的想法来求某一件事情。
You think that you believe in Jesus that you are going to be like that, that everything just costs for you anything?
如果你认为成为一个基督徒就像是像那样一样，只是为了你自己的喜好，那我很保证你会非常非常的失望的。我们的主从来没有保证我们会有一个非常简单的生活，然后从来都不会面对任何生活中的困难。
However, our Lord promised that He will give you strength to overcome.
但是呢，我们的主却是保证了我们，他会给我们这样的一个力量去战胜这样的困难。他会与我们一同面对这样的困难。
You turn them into blessings in this time.
把这些困难变成神的祝福。
One major purpose of Christians to face difficulties in the life.
基督徒面对这些生活中困难的主要的原因就是。
Second Corinthians chapter 1:4 says, "Who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God."
基督徒面对困难的这个重要的原因，就像是保罗在哥林多后书一章四节所说的：“我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。”
Just like Jesus became a man and walked through all the challenges of life.
就像是耶稣降世为人，然后面对了他生活中的各样的困难。然后最后的时候，他在十字架上为我们
死。
他明白我们的痛苦，所以他可以来安慰我们。
It will be more effective for those that who suffer before to comfort those who are in suffering because.
作为已经有过这样苦楚的人，来去安慰还在经历这些苦楚的人，其实是一个非常非常有效的方法。
Of When we walk through those difficulties in our life with God's grace, we can be a true blessing to those who are hungry.
当我们借着神的恩典经历过这些困难以后，我们就会成为还在困难中的人们的祝福。
Many of you may have known my old story, Lydia.
你们中很多人都知道我的大女儿 Lydia.
Lydia, she was diagnosed with brain cancer while she was in cancer.
Lydia 在她十年级的时候呢，被诊断出有脑癌。
At that time, she was even down to 90 pounds.
那个时候呢，他的体重190磅。
She went through 4 cycles of chemotherapy and 15 cycles of radiation.
在他经历了4个周期的化疗和15个周期的放疗后，他的头发。
She lost all her hair through the treatment.
他的头发就掉光了。
It was a very tough journey for her during that half of the time.
那半年的时间呢，对莉莉亚来讲是非常痛苦和困难的一生。
Thank God that she survived through the treatment and then while she continued to study for the last 2 years of the high school.
但是真的感谢主，她在她治疗的过程中坚持过来的同时，她也完成了继续坚持她剩下两年的高中的学习。
After the last treatment, she was thankful to God who carried her through the process.
当她最后一个治疗结束以后，她是非常感恩神。一路带着他走过这样一个痛苦的过程。
She also thankful to those people that helped her.
他也真的很感恩那些帮助他的人。
So she finally found a way to bless those kids by the end.
然后他就开始试着找到一个方法来祝福那些也在他在和癌症搏斗中的朋友们。
She started her own soft project, raising money to buy colorful socks for kids in the hospital.
他开始他自己的一个袜子工程，然后筹款买一些各种各样颜色的袜子来给这个医院的小朋友们。
She raised those used and gray color socks for the hospital.
来替换这个医院提供的那些用旧的和灰色的袜子。
Every time when she went back to her follow-up examinations, she carried boxes of socks to give to those sick people.
每一次当他回到这个医院做他这个跟踪检查的时候，他都会把很多这个合的袜子送到这些小朋友的手中。
She can comfort and encourage those kids by telling them that she went through the treatment, so it's hopeful for them to press on.
他用他自己的经历来安慰和鼓励那些生病的小朋友们，让他们有盼望。
Moreover, she has a heart to become a pediatric doctor one day so she can help more kids to fight the disease.
除此之外呢，她也有一个想要成为小儿科医生的这样的一个愿望。如此这样，她就可以帮助更多的小朋友们来战胜病痛。
Thank God that miraculously she got an immunity to Stanford University for the med program.
真的是感谢神，他收到了斯坦福大学医科大学医科的这样的一个录取通知。
The grace of God's graduate and now working at the pediatric neuro-oncology lab in Stanford.
也是借着神的恩典，他顺利毕业以后，现在在斯坦福的小儿神经科实验室工作。
She's in the process of applying to med school, hopefully to start this year.
他现在也在为明年申请医学院做准备。
Pray that God will accomplish her wish to become a blessing to those kids.
我们也向神祷告，可以完成他的这个愿望，成为那些与病魔做斗争的小朋友的一个基础。
Not just that we can testify how much God has blessed us and how He walked with us through difficult times.
我们不仅仅是可以来见证神是如何来赐福我们。
We may also be able to testify Him through our failure.
我们也可以呢，在用我们的失败来做见证。
The Bible there was this true good example.
在圣经当中呢，有两个很好的例子。
King David was a very successful king, winning a lot of battles.
大卫王呢，他是一个非常成功的王，他赢了很多的战争。
However, he also committed a serious crime, which includes adultery, murder, stealing, false witness, and total prior life.
他也承认他做了很多的坏事，包括犯奸淫、谋杀、偷盗、做假见证和欺负别人的老婆。
All of those commandments relate to federal prisons.
他基本上破了所有的十诫当中所有关于人的戒律。
Federal prisons.
他很失败。
However, my father Nathan was good for me.
然而呢，当先知拿单指责他的时候。
Confessed immediately, and even wrote Psalm chapter 51 to everyone using his own wrong words.
他马上的立即忏悔，甚至写下了诗篇五十一篇，向所有的人来承认他所犯下的罪行。
Psalm 51 verse 13 wrote, "Then I will keep transgressors to the ways, so that sinners will turn back to me."
在诗篇五十一章十三节说道，我就把你的道指教有过犯的人，罪人必归去你。
So he makes a mistake, he said, but he can use that to help others not to make the same mistake.
他因为他做了错事，他失败了，但是他要给别人做一样的榜样，以及别人就不用再次做这样的错事。
Encourage them to turn back to God.
然后鼓励他们对神回心转意。
Over in the New Testament, Peter, you all heard about that, you all know about that. Peter blocked himself that he would even die for Jesus.
另外呢，在新约里面，我们都知道，彼得他宣称他可以为耶稣而死。
You all know finally he denied Jesus three times.
但是我们也知道，在同一个晚上，他否认了耶稣三次。
However, Jesus reminds him before that I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
耶稣在那之前就提醒他说，但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后，要坚固你的弟兄。
That means our witness of returning from failure can help to build up others.
这也就是说，我们从失败中回头的见证。可以帮助其他人建立信心。
Making mistakes is easy.
犯错呢其实很容易的。
However, for us to confess our wrongdoing is a lot of courage.
但是对于我们来讲，来认错是需要很大的勇气。
And a powerful witness of the new life.
它也会成为我们在基督里面有新生命的一个有力的见证。
We testify what Christ has done in our life through the good times, bad times, and even times of failure.
我们在这个我们为我们好的时光、坏的时光，甚至失败的时光来做见证。
We are doing all this is for one purpose, to bless others.
我们做所有的这些事情都是一个目的，就是为别人做祝福。
Sharing with our life with other means fellowship with others.
他人分享我们的生命，是为了与他人的生命有一个相交。
So, we read in the beginning, this verse, emphasizing on fellowship.
就像是一开始讲到说的这个经文，与人相交的一个经文。
Through such fellowship, we can strengthen our faith, help them to put their faith, their trust, and hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
通过这样的一个生命的相交，我们可以加强我们彼此的信心，可以帮助别人把他们的信任和希望放到我们主耶稣的手中。
And also help to build to bring joy to others.
这也帮助我们可以把喜乐带给别人。
If you have tasted the grace of God in your life, you know how to give that.
如果你们尝到过主的神的恩典在是什么样子的，你就知道那是非常非常丰盛的。
If you share your life with others through such fellowship, we are sharing such joyful and hopeful life with others, so that they can also taste the good and the God's grace in your life.
我们通过生命相交这样的方式，与别人来分享我们的生命。与此同时，我们也是把这样的一个喜乐和有盼望的生命与别人分享。这样，如此这样，他们也可以尝到神的恩典在他们生命里
面。So we are setting up ourselves as an example for others.
如此这样的行动，我们就是可以在别人的面前树立榜样。
The author of Hebrews advises that remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. consider the outcome of the way of life indicator.
在希伯来书保罗说到，从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人，你们要想念他们，效法他们的信心，留心看他们所言的结局。
They have been showing a proven faith as they walk through the journey of faith.
当我们在建立信心的这个旅途中，的时候，我们也正在向别人展示这个被验证的信心。
We can also direct other people the way how to experience God the same as we do.
我们可以指挥其他人是如何走上走同样这样的道路，所以他们就可以来经历和我们正在经历的这个事。
We can also pass it on to our next generation.
我们也可以把这样的一个信心世代相传。
As Paul wrote to Timothy in the last day that.He fight the good fight, you know, finish the good race, and also kept the good faith.
就像是保罗在给提摩太写到的，在他的生命中最后写到的，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
This is all for him, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award him.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按照公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的。
Also, all other people feel a longing for this thing.
不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他神圣的人。
I wish one day when I come to the end of my life.
我希望在我生命最后的时候
，People can remember me as a godly man who has walked through this journey of faith and lived a good life.
当人们记起来我的时候，都会想到我是一个很虔诚的基督徒，用信心走完这一生，并且能留下很美好的这个风范。
What's the life way?
所以生命的价值是什么呢
？That is not about what I'm talking about.
生命在乎什么？在乎什么呢
？That is not about how hard it is.
生命它不在乎你拥有多高的职位，
老子的包发财不一定，
它是关于你过一个多么谦卑的生活。
老子的包发财高了，
生命它并不是说你掌握多少的权力，它是关于你拥有了多少的天分。
老子的包发财高了，
生命并不是说你赚取了多少的金
钱。
而是说你在你生命中影响了多少其他人的生命？
我的天哪！
你在你的生命中在乎什么呢
？Take that as a summary and take away.
作为总结来讲。
For those that are not Christian yet among us today.
在我们当中今天做的还不是基督徒的朋友们。
Sincerely, what you considering this life-changing process?
我真诚地向你介绍这样一个可以改变生命的途径。
If you come before our Lord Jesus Christ, confess your wrongdoing.
如果你来到我们主的面前，让认罪。
Accept Him as your own Savior, and He has a new status.
接受他作为你生命的救主，你就会有一个新的状态。
Sin,
我们罪就会被赦免。
When you heard the new mark.
你会过一个新的生活。
Very spirit.
你会住在圣灵里面。
You enjoy a new relationship.
然后你会享受一个新的关系。
With God, the Creator, and also with your fellow friends and others.
你创造你的神和你其他人。
For those who believe in Jesus Christ will become the children of God.
我们当中相信主耶稣的朋友们，我们是神的孩子。
That's the reason why in church we call each other brother and sister.
这也就是为什么在教会里面我们叫彼此弟兄姐妹。
Because we share the same life from the heavenly Father.
因为我们是分享从一个天父而来的同一个生命。
Like to accept this invitation.
你们想要接受这样的邀请吗
？For those Christians among us today.
今天我们当中的基督徒们。
Think about how much blessing that God has given you to do in your life.
我们想一想，神在我们的生命中给了我们多少的祝福。
在耶稣的宝血中就是超我。
通过耶稣基督的救赎。我们继承了，我们通过神的恩典继承了这样的一个新的生命。你愿意在你的日常生活中把这样的一个生命活出
来吗？
在你所做的所有的事情中，所有的决定中，你愿意来荣耀神吗？如果你愿意如此行，
I'm sure that you will have a Bible living in extraordinary way.
我会保证你会有一个非常非凡的人生。
Bringing a lot of impact to your life.
你也会把这样的影响带给你身边的人。
You have been given such privilege from God already.
神已经给了你如此的优待。
Just a matter of whether you are willing to do so.
现在只是看你愿意。你愿意吗？
We all want to be blessed.
我们所有人都想要被祝福。
But we have to examine our motive.
但是我们要看看我们这样的动机是什么？
Is it selfish motive?
是我们出于我们很自私的动机？
That's for our own
interest. 还是说就是那不是我们自己的这个喜好？
We want to get blessing from God.
如果当我们想要得到神的祝福的时候，
I'm not very important.
要记住一件很重要的事情。
God bless us to put a new person to become true blessing.
神祝福我们，是让我们可以成为别人的祝福。
Just like Jesus taught us in the last prayer.
就像是主耶稣在祈祷文中说到的。
Forgive our debt, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
免我们的债，如同我们免了别人的债。
So the same thing.
同样的。我们要向神祷告。祝福我，使我成为别人的祝福。那让我们来祷告。
So for those that are not Christian yet.
那些还没有信主的朋友们。
So think about that. Are you willing to accept Jesus Christ in your life?
想一想，你是否想要接受基督耶稣作为你生命中的救主？
我可以决心，
来赦免你的罪，
给你的荣耀，
给你新的生命。
So that you can have a good relationship with God.
这样你可以有一个新的关系与神与人。
And also for those Christians that who believe in Jesus.
还有就是我们信主的朋友们。
Are you willing?We love such life in our daily life.
我们想说，我们是否要活出这样的一个生命，在我们日常生活中活出这样的一个生命？
Let God shine through your life.
让神的光通过你的生命来彰显。
Be a good witness of Jesus.
成为别人的见证。
To be an ambassador of Christ in this world.
成为主耶稣基督的使者。
Make your life be a blessing of God.
让你的生命成为别人的祝福。你愿意吗？
Thank you.